Do not jack off to this. I'm serious. Don't touch yourself. Do not masturbate to the sound of my voice. I don't care how hard it gets. This is not a sexual audio at all. So please, please, please just promise me that you'll keep your hands away from... Well, yeah. Okay? Can you do that for me? Please? Thank you. Look, I just can't stand it that I try so hard. So hard, you know? And I just want to be treated with respect. That's all. Hey, can you please keep your eyes up here? Yeah, thank you. Was that so hard? I mean, gosh, how long can you go without thinking about sex? No, don't look over there, and do not touch yourself. This is not a sexual conversation. I'm not gonna let you fucking blow me off. So look at me. Good. That's it. Oh my god, you were reaching for your cock just now, weren't you? Jesus, can I not say a few simple things without you trying to whip out your dick? You fucking pig, do not jack off to this. Do you hear me? Do not jack off to this. No, I don't care how big and hard it is. You're not allowed to touch it. You agreed you would listen to me. And not treat me like some fuck toy. Good. Now just breathe in. Good. Just breathe in. And out. That's it. I just want you to focus on me. Not on fucking me. Not on my eyes and my face and my lips and my soft skin, my clavicle or my tits. Don't you dare touch it. This is not for your amusement. There is nothing sexual going on here. It's all in your head. Just bubbling up. Thoughts bursting, ready to come out the tip of your big, fat head. What I'm doing? Oh, nothing. Huh? You're wondering what the point of this conversation was? Why don't you think about it a bit? Go on. I'm waiting. So, did you figure it out, baby? I mean, I know it just must be so hard for you. Well, for you to even think right now, I mean, it's not your fault. It's just that, well, with all your blood being focused down there into your hard, throbbing cock, how can you even focus on anything except your aching balls so full of cum, the overwhelming sensation of the friction of your dick rubbing in your jeans. Wow, you poor, poor thing. The only thing you're able to think of right now. Yeah, it's gotta be, well, how badly, how desperately you need to cum. You have all of this hot sperm boiling up, about to force itself out of the tip of your dick, and you need to let it out. The pressure, baby, it's just too much. It's impossible to think of anything else. But remember your promise? You said that you wouldn't jack off, that you wouldn't touch your cock. Do you know why I had you make that promise? Do you? It's because I didn't want you to make yourself come. I wanted to make you come, so I'm gonna rub you through your jeans for a minute. No, that zipper is staying up. Your hard, fat cock is staying inside your pants. Oh, you poor, poor thing. I can tell it won't be long now. Nope. I'm just gonna keep rubbing you, squeezing you through your pants. You're gonna make a mess, you naughty, naughty boy. You're gonna come for me inside your pants, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just want it so badly. You need it. You need to come. I won't even have to count down for you, because we both know that in the next 20 seconds, you're gonna explode. You are going to come for me. I know that you can feel it, building, bubbling, overflowing. You can't control it. It's just gonna happen, so lie back and accept it. Okay, sweetheart. Ooh, just 10 seconds now. Any last words before I make you mess your pants? Anything you say can and will be used against you. Breasts. You're so close. If only we had more time. You poor, poor thing. All you get to do is look at my cleavage. I mean, geez, you're already over the damn edge, so I don't have time to take my tits out for you. I would let you do more, but I can already feel you coming. You're coming right now. You're soaking your boxers. You're leaking out through your jeans. So embarrassing. You probably feel like a fucking loser right now. You couldn't even hold it in for little old me. Let me tell you a secret. I love doing this. I love the control that I can have over you, and I love knowing that you'll get me back for it later. And honestly, I just really, really love the face you make when I've gotten you past the point of no return. Why? You're trying so desperately to hang on, knowing how futile that is. And I love knowing you don't stand a chance against me. I love how fucking hot you think I am. And how amazing that makes me feel. I think I'll leave you here. Bye-bye.